And welcome back to Class Eclectic this morning. I'm your host, Kurt Hawsworth, in the studio with not one, not two, not three, but four special guests talking about the Superior Arts Youth Theater and their upcoming play festival. Just going to run through all the names briefly, and then we'll touch base with everybody. We have director Nathan Morgan, director Tegan Sturmer, director Taylor Koski, and executive director and producer of the Superior Arts Youth Theater, Jelena McLean. Welcome to all four of you this morning. Whoever would like to say hello first, please feel free.
Hello.
So we are talking about the Play Festival, which has three different plays, and that's why we have three directors and the executive director in the studio this morning. I guess, Nathan, why don't we start with you? You're first on this list of all the plays and productions. You're taking on the classic German folktale Hansel and Gretel. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and about the process so far?
Yeah, so I started working with the youth theater a couple of years ago, doing some backstage work with them and some directing. I'm excited for this chance to direct this full production on the stage. The play is Hansel and Gretel. It's more or less the classic tale that we know with Hansel and Gretel and the witch. We have a few added characters here. Hansel and Gretel bring along a group of friends, and we see some of the elves and the dwarves and the other people that live in the forest besides the witch. So,
excellent. And now, when is this one being presented? Because I know there's a few different dates for the different plays.
So this play is this Friday. That's May 3rd.
Okay, May 3rd, and this will be at the Forrest Roberts Theater?
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, so that was Nathan Morgan. He's the director of Hansel and Gretel, the first of three plays. Next, why don't we bring it over to Tegan Sturmer. She'll be taking on the Immortal William Shakespeare and As You Like It. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and about the process of directing this piece?
Yeah, so I started working with the Youth Theater last winter. And then when we did our first play series, I did A Midsummer Night's Dream. And so that's kind of where, like, this whole Shakespeare thing kind of started. Mm-hmm. So this year we're taking on As You Like It, which isn't super well known, but it's really fun. It's really bright. It's a comedy, but it also has a lot of serious things that happen. So the main character gets banished from her kingdom by her evil aunt, and it's kind of this journey that she goes on to discover herself and then also to discover true love. So
all those classic tenets of a Shakespeare play. Sounds mm-hmm. good. And then when is this being performed? I know there's three performances of As You Like It.
Yeah, so this one's going to be in the Black Box Theater, which seats not as many people as, like, the Forrest Roberts Theater. So
sure.
That's why there's three different performances. And the first two performances are on Saturday, May 4th at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. And then the third and final performance is on Sunday, May 5th at 3 p.m.
Wonderful. And that's Tegan Sturmer directing Shakespeare's As You Like It, and that's in the Panowski Black Box Theater. And the third and final production comes from Taylor Koski. She'll be taking on Brave Little Taylor. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how, well, all of a sudden that name sounds familiar? I don't know if that was a coincidence or not.
I'm actually an alumni of the program. I started when I was 8 years old, and I've grown up through the program. And this past 2 years, I've graduated high school and have started working with the program. And this is my first show I will be directing with them. My show is about a little boy named Chris who goes up into his grandma's attic and then is transported into a magical world. And through trials and tribulations with a dragon and a swamp monster and a giant, he learns how to be brave along with his sidekick, Kira the cat.
Fantastic. And then when is this one being performed? When is Brave Little Taylor?
I am on May 5th at 7 p.m. at Forrest Roberts Theater.
Wonderful. And that'll be that Sunday. At the Forrest Roberts Theater. Wonderful. So that's a little bit about all three of the directors. Again, about the Superior Arts Youth Theater and the Play Festival. Again, it's three casts of over 70 performers. I know, Jelena, we've talked about that before, how the Superior Arts Youth Theater has really bloomed, and there is a large variety of youth from all ages that get involved with this. And these plays, again, May 3rd through 5th. Jelena, can you tell us a little bit about the the overall themes of this play festival. And I know this is the second annual, right?
That's right. So this is the second annual play festival. We kicked it off last year and we did two shows in the Black Box. So this year we've kind of expanded the series so that we're in the Forrest Roberts Theater and the Black Box, making it more of a festival theme. Mm-hmm. It's also giving a lot more kids opportunities doing three different shows because we've been able to stretch out the ages a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So like Taylor's show is basically a fifth grade and under show. So the youngest performer in it is three, and then the oldest is in fifth grade. So okay. That, to get them up on the Forrest Roberts Theater stage, and they're all going to be mic'd. They almost all of them have lines. So like you're seeing these kids putting together a 45-minute production on the Forrest Roberts Theater stage who probably haven't had lines before in a show.
Right, that's huge, especially for those really young kids.
Exactly.
To get that opportunity. Plus, you get the added bonus of having maybe a smaller age group where they can kind of really commingle together without maybe worrying about older kids.
Yes,
although
yes.
I don't know if that's always necessarily a problem.
I would say that's definitely the case. Because then we go up into Hansel and Gretel, Nathan's show, and that's an eighth grade and under production. Mm-hmm. So then you're getting a couple more older kids in it, giving them more opportunity with a little bit harder dialogue in his show. I know when he was casting, it was kind of one of those things where he could have a lot of younger kids, but there were some roles that were a little more challenging. Like, the dialogue is just a little too much for some of the young kids to really grasp, and mm-hmm. so it was great that he was able to take some of the middle school kids and give them a more challenging role in his production, I would say.
Sure.
And then we went up into Tegan's, where her youngest is 10, mm-hmm. and then that goes all the way up through high school. So they each kind of have their own place within the play festival, but it brings them a little bit more ownership to each show, and then they're having to support each other as well. So that's been really cool to see them build as ensembles and then all together through our organization.
Yeah, so that's a great opportunity, like you said, to get all these different age groups together doing their own thing and taking that ownership, while at the same time they're coming off of some other big performances where they've all kind of grouped together and had that joint experience together. So that sounds like a wonderful complement to what's already happening with the Superior Arts Youth Theater.
Yeah, we're definitely trying to give some variety. We want kids to feel like they have a place with us. And so maybe if they don't come out for the musicals, the play festival is for them. You don't have to be a dancer or a singer to get involved with our program. You don't even have to want to be on stage to get involved. We loved having kids backstage as well. So we're really hoping that by giving kids the chance to be part of a play festival, we'll be able to touch on the greater audience and the greater community as a whole. So please, 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 if your kids haven't been involved yet, get them out. Come see these shows. See if maybe they'd be interested in auditioning or becoming part of our program.
Absolutely. And just a reminder, that's Jelena McLean. She's the executive director and producer of the Superior Arts Youth Theater. And if we could just go down the line, maybe touch a little bit more on some of the plays. Tegan, can we start with you? What are some of the maybe biggest challenges or some of the biggest surprises you've had working with the older kids with your production?
I think it's been really cool to watch their love of Shakespeare grow. A lot of them come into it thinking that Shakespeare is boring, right? It's just like schoolwork. It's just what you read in like English class. But then they come in and they see that life can be brought to it, even though it's over 400 years old, that there is still places where you can bring new life to the script. So we've kind of updated it in the sense that we're setting it in a, it's kind of timeless is kind of how we've said it. So it's of its own time, and it's very bright and it's very lively. And I think the kids have been really impressed and also like excited for that. Just the overall life of the show has been really surprising and exciting. And
good. And yeah, I think that's a good way to bring out text to life when you make those surprises. And also, when you said timeless, do you mean in terms of like the set design, the props, the costuming, things like that?
Yeah, it's mostly in the costuming. We've kind of pulled just things that could go in any time period and kind of clumped them all into one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're just kind of going for this overall fantastical feel. There's this monologue in the show that talks about how time doesn't exist in the forest that the play takes place in, and so we've kind of taken that and structured the evil Duchess's castle as very dark and stark, and you know, everything is black. They're all clothed in black, and then you hit the forest and it's bright and lively, and there's no time setting, and just because time doesn't run the same way in the forest.
Right. Awesome. Well, that sounds great. Taylor, how about you with Brave Little Taylor? What are some of the maybe unexpected surprises or some challenges that you've run into with your group?
So as Jelena mentioned, I do have the youngest group of kids, and a lot of these kids have never done theater before. So it's been really awesome to watch them come in kind of nervous and timid and help them foster a love for theater through their first lines, you know, their first time trying on costumes. You know, we did a little bit in the beginning of costume designing and makeup designing. So it's been really fun kind of starting with the basics with them and watching them grow and really like fall in love with this show and fall in love with theater.
Awesome. That's a great experience to have for yourself and for these children as well. And now, from your perspective too, you're an alumni of this opportunity.
Yes.
Here too. So how is that seeing from your perspective?
I look at so many of these kids and I see my younger self, which is really fun. Watching them fall in love with it like I did so many years ago, you just look at them and hope that they grow up through the program and continue to like grow and fall in love with it.
Mm-hmm. And eventually direct their own play,
yes,
as well.
Yes, hopefully.
Very cool, very cool. And now, Nathan, your turn. What are some surprises or some challenges that you've run into so far with Hansel and Gretel, and especially, at least in my perspective, Hansel and Gretel, the most recognizable of the three? Not like you should worry about that necessarily, but how about you? What are some experiences you've had?
Yes, so definitely having a recognizable show and trying to stay true to what is the story that everyone knows, while also being creative and allowing the students and the young actors to take their own creativity and put that on stage has been a challenge. And having the biggest age range here from 6 years old up through eighth grade, and it has been amazing for me to see how the age ranges work together, how the older students and the younger students work well together. Like one of our eighth graders helped with some movement work and some choreography on the stage.
Nice.
And when we're sitting together and we're talking about the piece and what are the themes we can take from this and what do we think about this scene, to see the answers that the middle school students will give and how the younger students will then process that has been a cool experience.
Yeah, that's always interesting to see younger children take on the maybe critique or the explanation of something from people that aren't necessarily that much older than them, but younger than like a teacher, you know, in their public schooling system. So it's always interesting to see how they're going to take on that process of communication, especially on a big production like this.
Exactly.
Very cool. So again, that's a little something about each of the three plays for the Play Festival coming up May 3rd through 5th in Marquette. We had director Nathan Morgan, director Taylor Koski, who's also an alum of the Superior Arts Youth Theater, director Tegan Sturmer as well, and the executive director and producer Jelena McLean. Again, the Play Festival includes Hansel and Gretel, Shakespeare's As You Like It, and Brave Little Taylor. These are all taking place either at the NMU Forrest Roberts Theater or at the Panowski Black Box Theater on the campus of Northern Michigan University. Is there anything else that any of you four would like to add about this play festival, about this whole experience so far?
I would definitely suggest to the audience that you get your tickets soon. With these shows, normally we do have more than one performance, and for Brave Little Taylor and Hansel and Gretel, there's only one night. So please, please, please get out and get those tickets so that you get the opportunity to see the hard work that these directors and the actors on stage have put in. Mm-hmm. They've been in rehearsals for over a month now, and these shows are nothing to stick your nose up about. Like, they definitely have dug in deep and put many hours in above and beyond the rehearsal time that it takes to put a show together, because it's fully designed,
fully realized productions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They are definitely 100% as much work has been put in as would have been put in for a big musical on stage. So,
and tickets, are they available in all the usual places?
Yes.
This time too?
So they are available at the NMU ticketing outlets. NMU ticketing did just get a new website, so make sure you guys check that out if you haven't already. It's now nmu.universitytickets.com. The number is still the same, 906-227-1032, and all of the ticket sale outlets are still the same. We've got the Forrest Roberts Theater, the Berry Event Center, So we hope you can get in and check it out.
And if people can't get an opportunity to get tickets ahead of time, can they come to the door as long as they're not sold out too?
Yes, so okay. You can get tickets at the door as long as they're not sold out. That's a good point, actually. The Shakespeare one, the Black Box Theater, that is general admission seating, so there are no assigned seats for As You Like It. So If you want to get those front row center seats, make sure you show up a little early for that and get in line.
Absolutely. Great. All right, well, thank you to all four of you again this morning. Nathan Morgan, Tegan Sturmer, Taylor Koski, and Jelena McLean talking about the Superior Arts Youth Theater Play Festival. Thank you, all four of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.